find ourselves in Perek Yotes, chapter 19 in Sefer Shoftim, and perhaps one of the most traumatic stories that we have in all of Sefer Shoftim, the story of Pilagesh Begiva, the story of the woman who was brutalized by the men of Binyamin, and ultimately again dies at the doorstep of her husband the following morning, following her abuse. In a dramatic and also further compounded trauma, again a message, a horrific message is sent to all of the tribes, and again in Perek Chaf, the tribes march upon Binyamin. But what I want to draw your attention to is the beginning of that parak. The beginning of chapter 19, the Torah speaks about this individual, that there was a guy, Ish Levi, who lived in Har Ephraim, and he had a woman who he took as a Pilegesh, which loosely translates as a concubine, from Beis Lechem Yehuda. Then the Navi says, Vatizna Alav. Now, we often translate as Vatizna Alav that she committed adultery or some type of immorality, and as a result, she left the house. But many of the Mefarshim point out that ultimately, again, he just got upset at her. They had a fight. And as a result of having the fight, you know, she felt, I guess, unsafe in the home or unwelcome in the home, and she left. And then, you know, kind of the rest of the process goes there. She went to her father's home, and he goes back. Her husband goes to her father's home to convince her to come back home. And it was on the way back home from her father's home that this entire traumatic episode of Pilegesh Begiva happened. And, you know, it struck me that the genesis of this whole story was a fight. Right, the genesis of this whole story was that a husband got upset with a wife, and instead of working on whatever this issue was, or discussing whatever this issue was, for whatever the reason, you know, there was a rupture in the relationship, and she left. You know, was he at fault? Was she at fault? Obviously, the Navi doesn't go into that level of specificity. But it is incredible to see what happens when there is unresolved machlokes. Meaning, had this couple, it would be nice to have the couple not had an argument. But again, had they had an argument, which couples always do, and they worked through to reconcile it, then she would have never run to her father's home, and then this entire episode wouldn't have happened. But because there was this rupture, and again, who was at fault? What happened? To a certain degree, we all know that when it comes to Shalom Bayis, when it comes to relationships, who's at fault is really not the question to ask. The better question is, how do we fix this? And when you don't fix things in a relationship, they escalate and they spiral, and there are so many unintended consequences of machlokes. Again, the people of Binyamin committed a horrific and heinous crime against this helpless young woman, but it is overwhelming to see that the way this couple kind of landed in this spot was because of unresolved marital strife. And an incredible lesson for us. We all have machlokes in our life, whether it's machlokes in our marriage, machlokes with our children, machlokes with our parents, you know, dispute or machlokes with our friends. How important it is, like the mission of it says, to be a rodev shalom, to run after peace, and to be the kind of people, ultimately, again, where there is machlokes, which inevitably happens, don't wait for it to resolve itself, because it usually doesn't, but rather find the courage to take the reins, to seize the opportunity, to make shalom with the people in your life.